And how was your weekend?
It was great.
Great to have you back on the program. Okay, how are we doing with our superintendent search? Who's, besides Diane Ducey, who else is being considered here for this?
Well, of course, Diane. No, we are, the process is moving along very well. Our Board of Education is working so hard. You know, these are our volunteers, Stevie, and they are putting in hours and hours towards the next superintendent for our school district. Been very impressed with that process. And now they have four finalists, and they will be in town on various days this week moving forward with the next stage in the interview process.
Okay, so can I have names? Do you know the four?
Yes.
Okay.
The four, Mr. Stephen Cobb, he is the chief academic officer from Fort Wayne Community Schools.
Okay.
Mr. Darrell Taylor, he is the superintendent of the Lincoln Elementary School District up in Calumet City. Dr. Johnny Thomas is the associate superintendent for student services for Township High School District 214. That's based in Arlington Heights. And then Dr. Judy Whedon, who, of course, is currently the Unit 4 assistant superintendent.
Oh, all right. Well, very good. So you have four. And how many apply, do you know?
There were about 50 applications at the initial process. The board then interviewed nine recommended by the search firm and applicants, and then now have the field narrowed to four.
Wow, that's a lot of work paring that down. It really
it is.
It really is. All right, and when will they be in town again where the community can maybe ask some questions?
Well, we have, the board has put in place a process that I think it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, one day for each of the finalists. There is a committee that represents the community with many members on it. In addition, these folks will be meeting with some of the Unit 4 committees, such as the Champaign Federation of Teachers and so forth. So it will be an exhaustive process for these individuals, but that's what we want. We want the best person to lead our district. And
awesome.
So the school board has put that in place.
Well, I know my kids are getting ready for finals. What's the schedule here coming up over the next 8 or 9 days?
Absolutely, mine as well. And we, they go to school all this week, of course. And then the finals for high school students are on Monday and Tuesday of next week. And then they'll be off for a little while, coming back to school after the winter break.
You know, what I want to do, and I've talked with different and various people about doing this, but I am making this very public offer of saying that if we have very successful kids in our public schools that want to be recognized, I am thrilled to do that. I think Centennial High School is the only high school in the area that had more than one perfect 36 on an ACT.
Well, our 2011 graduates is phenomenal. We actually had three.
Three? 36 is on an ACT. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, and also the 2011 graduates received over $4.6 million in scholarship offers.
See, that's stuff that needs to be on the radio. I hear enough about burglaries and suspensions. I would really like to hear about that.
I agree, Stevie, and we're delighted to tell you that. You know, we have a 2011 grad who is on a full ride to Princeton right now.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too. I'm just busy, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me, to Princeton?
That's right. And it's just delightful. I got an email from a young man last week who's at MIT. He graduated from Central High School last year. And so it's just, our graduates are doing
Lynn and anybody in Urbana or anybody at Unity or anybody at St. John, if you want to celebrate like that, I would love to run a series of commercials or spots that focus on that, because it's real news, it's real good, and it needs to be out there.
Well, thank you. We'd love to partner
Let's work with that,
Lynn.
We'd love to do that with you. Listen, thanks for this update. We'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Stevie.
You bet. Lynn Peisker from Unit 4 Schools this morning on 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM.
Good stuff.
You're in the pinch here. We're at 12 days to 13 days till Christmas.